sir, how can it be? You can rest everybody, but cruel Stagger Lee, that bad man, oh, cruel Stagger Lee.
That's Mississippi John Hurt from a 1928 recording of his song Stagger Lee. Hurt faded into obscurity until he was rediscovered as a blues elder in 1963. He recorded again and performed on the folk revival circuit until his death in 1966. A new tribute album shows that his appeal cuts across styles and generations. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of Avalon Blues.
Well, make me dance, pile it on your floor. On your floor, make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor up the country.
On the surface, everything about Mississippi John Hurt suggests he is just a homespun entertainer eager to please. He spent most of his life as a hardscrabble farmer, and this blues musician stuff was just a bonus. But in fact, everything about Hurt's music is sneaky. The way he tells a story, the way he fingerpicks guitar, the way he varies his themes. Sex, religion, good food, and bad breaks all creep in through the back door. No surprise that the album Avalon Blues, a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt, includes covers by performers as diverse as Beck, Ben Harper, John Hyatt, Lucinda Williams, and Steve Earle, who does Hurt's most well-known tune.
Well, all you ladies gather round, the good sweet candy man's a town candy man. Oh, candy man, you got a stick of candy that's 9 inch long, you sell as fast as a hog, chew his tongue, candy man. Oh, candy man.
So, you know the drill. The big names are meant to hook fans who know nothing about Mississippi John Hurt. But Avalon Blues is more sprightly and varied than many tribute projects. Because Hurt performed almost exclusively solo, hearing his songs with more instruments is always a treat. A masterful player like Chris Smither demonstrates how much fresh juice you can get out of a straightforward rendition of Frankie and Albert.
Frankie was a good girl, everybody knows. She paid $100 for half of her suit of clothes. He's a man. Been doing it wrong. Frankie went to the bar.
Victoria Williams, on the other hand, howls her way through Since I've Laid My Burden Down in her best crazy lady fashion. I think it's a highlight of the album because it will offend the sensitive and tasteful crowd who enjoy John Hurt's decorum entirely too much. Avalon Blues works fine as either an introduction to Hurt or as a supplement to the original music. A generous selection of his 1960s work appears on the album called Rediscovered. But I wouldn't want to be without his early sides from a CD also called Avalon Blues, but subtitled Complete 1928 OK Recordings.
Miss Collins, sweet Miss Collins, moaned to see her son.
Dick Waterman was Hurt's manager after his rediscovery, And it seems right to end by quoting this anecdote from Waterman's liner notes in Avalon Blues. Waterman was introducing Hurt at a college concert. I talked about his having been rediscovered in Avalon, Mississippi by Tom Hoskins in 1963. I talked about how he had made a sensational appearance at the Newport Folk Festival shortly after that. As I talked on and on, I kept glancing from side to side, expecting John to appear any time. I finally looked up into the balcony, and there was John sitting in the front row with his face in his hands on the railing, looking down at me. "John," I sighed, "you can't play from up there. You have to come down here." After the show, I asked him why he had sat up there while I was talking so long. "Well, now, Dick," he said, "you got to be saying such nice things about me that I didn't want to do nothing to cause you to stop."
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed Avalon Blues, a tribute album to Mississippi John Hurt. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Today's show was produced by Roberta Sharrock. Our engineer is Bob Purdick. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our researcher is Jessica Chu. Sue Spolin directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Neil Conan.
Police officer, how can it be? You can arrest everybody but Cool Staggerly. That bad man, Cool Staggerly.